and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 263. I can't see the chat, and I most definitely need to see the chat. Didn't even try and get in first today.
John is getting giddy.
Oh, why is he getting giddy?
Because he's in first.
Oh, well done, Jonathan. Four times.
He said, get in
Jonathan.
There.
And... hello, Paul. As I said, a very special day. Anybody want to hazard a guess? What could possibly have happened? Right, let me get... That's not the one. There it is. Excellent. That's what I'm looking for. Right, where's the chat gone? Hello, Kim. Did it arrive? Good grief, Jonathan. We've not even had the dispatch email yet. No, I've got something here. So let me say hello to everybody. Hello, Kim. And how's it going down under, Paul? We've got one area of the UK that's got an R rate of 2, which is the government were getting hyperplectic at 1.1. 2. But it's Jersey. So I don't know what they're doing on Jersey. Possibly wife swapping parties. Jersey's an incredibly tiny island, probably about 5 miles across, just off the coast of France. I know it's off the coast of France, but it belongs to us. It's ours. But seeing as though it's become like a little COVID colony, possibly just give it back to France until it comes down. Hello, Anthony. Right, so we've established we have not categorically not had the dispatch notice yet. The dates were the 11th to the 18th.
Yeah, I think it was.
So we'll see how all that goes. No, I have something else here. So let me get a browser so I can share it with you guys. Oh, has everybody had the advent mail? Thought Jonathan might appreciate that, might like that somewhat. So let me know, have you had the advent mail? Kim read an article that said the COVID cases are good for the vaccine people to help them study it better. Nothing like being a guinea pig, is there, Kim? Did I mention bolting down the hatches and staying exactly where we are? I don't want to be a guinea pig. I'm too precious to be a guinea pig, aren't I, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody else wants to do that, that's absolutely fine. But I won't be venturing to do that. First new case local in New South Wales for 24 days. You wonder, don't you, how you could possibly have a case after 24 days of not having a case. Did somebody bring it in? I know a while back, probably about a couple of months ago, they said it can live on... Now, they were talking about stainless steel, so I think it was metal surfaces for 30 days. So it could have been that. But you do wonder, don't you? Maybe it's a case of lots of people have got it, but they've got zero symptoms. It's scary stuff. I totally agree, Kim. This virus is a tricky little bugger. It is. It is. Ah, excellent. Right. So are we all ready for me to post this link in? I did watch that video about the hotel quarantine guards, and I mentioned it to you. It was scary. They put it out to tender, and it went out to tender like, so some big boy got it, and then they tendered it out, and they tendered it out, and they tendered it out, until the people actually doing the job got like £2.50 for doing it. And they were sleeping with the people who were supposed to be in quarantine. It was unbelievable. And the other thing, like, you know, the basic rule one of what not to do when you have a series of hotels with people in quarantine in, is send the staff to different hotels every day. No, give them a hotel and keep them there, because otherwise you're just going to spread it. And that was exactly what happened. Ah, absolute insanity. CQ Deb, CQ. Hello, Neil. Right, I think I can press the button on this now, can't I? Hello, yeah. Mrs. Simon. Is Jonathan ready? Jonathan, are you ready, or are you getting dinner ready? No, Jonathan's at the type. He's at the keyboard. Excellent. Right. I'm going to push the button, Jonathan. Right, I've pushed the button. Away we go. I'm just now going to await the screaming. Oh, do you know, I do like doing it like this. It's fabulous. There you go, Jonathan. He's literally fallen off his chair. I know, it's surprising, isn't it? Guess what, Jonathan? Today is the big day. It's amazing. Oh, we've had fun and games, haven't we, Mike?
Totally.
We have indeed. Yes, enjoy. So, no, you're going to have to talk to the parents, Jonathan, but you might have to sack them off by 8 o'clock, because that's when it's going live. 8 o'clock today, premiering on MacBites FM. Oh, the excitement. It's an hour and three, is it?
Something like that.
I think it's an hour and 3 minutes. 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, you see, you can't wait now. So it'll be a quick, hello, mummy, goodbye, mummy. Just explain, new MacBites. Just tell her it's an event that is rarer than Halley's Comet. And therefore, you need to be present to witness it. You'll be telling grandchildren about it one day. Oh, and there was this day and there was a new MacBites. Well, we've had fun putting it together, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we put in different, what would you say, creation procedures.
Mm.
Yeah. Can I just say, trying to change the production methods in the middle of production, not the wisest thing I've ever done. By some miracle, it did actually get done. You don't have much to go on for the title, though. Oh, Jonathan, you've got two words. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. Hang on. I'm trying to work it out. There's only 6 words in total, so you've actually got 33% of the title right in front of you. So is the next one, I put you into the points exactly. I've got an email to write, and this is the 12th show of the year. And Jonathan said anything above that, I got a point. This is possibly boding well, Jonathan, isn't it, for another show before the end of the year? Because I want at least 1 point out of this deal. Tears and colour. Oh, I see where you're getting that from. Let me have a think. No, but I see where you're getting it from. So Jonathan could be pushed back in the point stake. It's like The Chase. Has anybody seen The Chase? I do quite like a quiz show, and that one's not bad because there's lots of questions and not much chit-chat. But yes, it's like The Chase. We've reached the point now where we're equal, so anything I get after this is all mine. Shiny, shiny mine. When are we going to do that after I was to upload the test?
I don't think you can, Johnny.
I don't think you can reverse engineer that.
No.
For a very good reason, which I can tell you later. When I show you the real thing. But Jonathan might not be here later to see the real thing. He might have disappeared by then. Oh, Kim, that's another brilliant one. You know, there's a map on it following the new iMac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Not right, but clever. I should have thought of that, actually. Maybe that'll make an appearance in the next one. Hmm. So do we have any guesses for any words? Deb's gone quiet. You know what that means, don't you? She's analysing this under some powerful microscope. Yeah. She'll come up with the title in the next 5 minutes, honestly. No, it was fun to put that together, but we did make a few changes. And we're going to need to make a few more changes, aren't we, to Notion? So I've done some Notion changes. I'm thinking of adding to the 2021 where we're at with ours, because I'm sure the last time I actually showed you that, we probably hadn't done a full organisation of it. And it definitely needs an organisation, doesn't it? Like the laughable dashboard, Mike, which I look at it and it's like, well, yes, you could call that a dashboard. Mine's a different dashboard. This is a shared dashboard. And it's got things on it like shopping and the weekly menu plan. Yeah, this doesn't actually get looked at that much. And the comms is in it for some bizarre reason. So that's going to need looking into. But today being Thursday, it's only one more day. It's like the shopping days to Christmas, isn't it? One more day to Mike finishing.
A laughable holiday.
No, it's not going to be a laughable holiday. It's not. Trust me on that. Jonathan reckons Biggles is in the title. Well, it could be. Loving that, Kim. If this were a crime drama, they'd have unblurred it in 60 minutes. They would, wouldn't they? Mm. So Jonathan's reckoning a Biggles, and Anthony says the word red, white and green could be a character with a Santa hat on. Oh, that's clever, Anthony. To Russia with love. Can't say a word about that, Deb. Isn't the Italy flag that colour? It is. It is, Jonathan. Funny you should mention that. It's a gay flag there, like a rainbow one. They're vertical, not horizontal. Aha! Didn't I just mention that to you?
Yeah.
Yes, Mike mentioned that. Mike said it was possibly a little bit on the obvious side.
Deb says to Russia with love.
Yes, I've just mentioned that. And I've said, can't say about that. Presumably. A grey flag. Do you mean the bit at the top, Jonathan? The darker bit? This is great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, if I was them and I didn't know, I'd be fraught trying to work it out. I would be. What about the bottom bit? The bottom bit. That's a kind of yellowy colour. What about that? Jonathan's been on Google and he's Googling flags and he said the Hungary flag. Well, you've got the colours right, haven't you? It's those colours in that order. It is indeed, Jonathan. It is indeed. Are you going to carry that any further? Marooned. The word marooned. It could be, couldn't it? It's right length. Let me just do a quick check. Oh, it's got the right number of letters. Hungry for an iMac and the release of Biggles. That's a great title. That is a good title, isn't it, Mike?
Very good.
It is. It's not right, but it's a good title. We're liking it. Anyway, why don't you share with us while I ponder the artwork? Do you know this is a fabulous way to get eyeballs on the artwork?
Almost like a Toblerone.
Ooh, Kim.
Set me off now.
Oh, do you know, it's like Pavlov's dogs here. You've only got to mention something that's probably not good for him and off he goes. I had the wine already, haven't we?
I was finishing the bottle.
Wasn't even 6 o'clock before he was on the wine.
No. One of those days.
Ooh, Mrs. Simon wonders if that is a longer final word of lockdown. All very, very, very good suggestions here. I'm liking this. I am. Everything that's on the poster is in the show. Everything. Definitely. So you'll find that out when you listen to the show. Tracking Santa and the crew, tracking IMAX. That's a great idea. There's a map of Europe which isn't visible if you use Preview in Safari. Ooh, did not know that. Yeah, there is a map of Europe, yes. And that bit up the top, isn't that Greenland at the top?
Don't know.
Is it Greenland or Iceland? No, Iceland's over there, isn't it? I think that's Greenland. Doesn't that belong to Denmark? Or am I getting terribly confused? The last word may be end. It could be. It could. Oh, I'm not giving any more clues. Just keep looking at it and working it out. You're doing very well. Between you, you're doing very well.
Where's Preview in Safari?
No idea.
Me neither. Don't use Safari.
I have been known to use Safari, but only on occasions. Right, so what happened to you today?
What happened to me? Oh, yeah.
When you were incognito.
Oh, yeah. I'm owed some money from a webinar that I delivered in August.
This year.
So it's about three months ago. In fact, it's over 3 months ago, isn't it? And they're supposed to pay me within 30 days. So I left it.
They must be Apple days.
I left it a little bit longer than 30 days because I thought...
Kind.
Yeah, I'm kind. And, you know, COVID's affected us all, so I thought I'll give him a bit of leeway. And the guy I've had a good relationship with over the past sort of 4 years, he's worked for various companies, but it's got to the point now where he's taking the beep. So he promised me about 3 weeks ago that they would pay me, and they still haven't. And I've got two more webinars booked with them in about 2 weeks. So I thought I'd chase it up. But he's not been replying to my emails, and they keep telling me that they're having problems with their email. Now,
oh, are they Manchester United?
He's been having problems with his email since he moved to this company, if you believe him.
No, I don't believe him.
And all the staff are working from home, and they're having network problems.
Oh, the old
this
ones
has
are
been,
the best.
This has been ongoing for weeks. So I went on their website, and I've been on their website before, and normally what I do, a little chatbot thing comes up, and it's called Chloe. Now, whether the chatbot's called Chloe or whether the person who was actually answering, because it is a live person, whether they're called
allegedly.
Chloe, I don't know. So normally I go on and I say, it's one of your speakers. Rather than being like a random person who's wanting to inquire about, you know, attending a webinar, I usually go and say it's one of your speakers. Then I give me details and blah, blah, blah. So this time I just goes on and I says, does X still work for you? And Chloe comes back and says, yes. So I said, right, I need to speak to him. Oh, right, well, he's working from home and he's got email problems. I said, okay, do you want me to get him to call you? So I said, no, it's okay, I'll email him and, you know, get through eventually. Oh, right. So then it comes back from Chloe, this bot. Is that Mike?
It's one person, this, I swear.
I hadn't even given my name or my phone number or my email address. But yeah, I must be the only person that uses the bot to ask if this person still works at the company because they're not replying to me. So I'll have to change my wording next time.
Write in a foreign language. That'd be a giggle.
Oh, yeah. Russian.
Yeah, I see it would. Yeah.
Or Hungarian.
I know a few words in Russian, but none of them would be useful for extracting money from people. It's things like Happy New Year. Oh, I know that in French as well. Oh, Frank made a good point when he sent his requests in. That what on earth was Mike thinking when he picked a foreign language with me and the way I go on? You know what I'm like with foreign languages? He's like, how on earth am I supposed to pronounce that? If it's not VBA, I don't speak it. Oh, right. some impressive AI.
You better send that on to me.
Send what? Yes, yes, I will. Honestly, do you want me to do it right this second?
No, it's fine.
I've not taken much notice of my email today. My email's a complete disaster zone. I am looking forward to 5 o'clock tomorrow. 5 o'clock tomorrow is when I put my out of office for Christmas message. I get some real snarkograms back, you know. You've no right to finish this early for Christmas. What are you finishing this early for Christmas for? Why are people so judgmental? Because I didn't have a summer holiday. That's why. Because I prefer it cold. The colder the better. I'm happy that way. But no, they don't like it. Right, let me find the Frank mail. He's come up with some classics here. Right. Oh, I know. That's why I can't find it. He picks up his wife's iPad and sends an email from it. And then it says it's from Pauline. And then when I'm looking for it to send it on to Mike, I'm thinking, where's that gone? It says La Belle France. It's Tracian, because if she is, I'm not pronouncing anything. Right, what have we got? We've got La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf. J'ai deux amours by Madeleine Peyrou. And hang on. Jean Tendre. He says he thinks that he's going to have a think about some English songs about France to save me having to pronounce that lot. But I will. I'll forward that on to Mike. Mike puts them in the system. Do you know, it's done exactly the same thing it did last week, which is so annoying. There's a shortcut key that mutes a conversation. But when I've pressed forward on a mail, F for forward, as far as I'm concerned, that's what it should actually do. It's unfocusing the send, the recipient field. And then I'm pressing M for Mike, and then it mutes the conversation. Be careful about that if you're using it. Excellent. All dealt with. Any more ideas on that? My bicycle for Mike is English. Do you know, I do remember early, early French lessons. My mum, I didn't start French until I was 11. We don't do it. Well, we didn't do it at primary school here. My mum had done a little bit of French at school. I remember coming home with this book, and she took one look at this French book and she said, "La plume de ma tante est sur la table." And I looked at her and said, "Pardon." She said, "My aunt's pen's on the table." And I said, "Is this much use?" She said, "If you've got an aunt with a pen, yes." But it was fascinating how the words are different. So the pen of my aunt is on the table. In English, we'd say my aunt's pen is on the table. This is where I get confused. Not only is it weird words, but they're in a weird order. If they were much simpler, I make myself understood. That's about as much as I can say. Languages, not where my skill set's at. Now maths, oh yes, but not French. I wasn't allowed to do Spanish, which wasn't on. There was a group of four of us, we were like best mates, and the other three got to do Spanish, and I didn't. So they all went off to their Spanish classes about six times a week, and I had to do something else. What did I do? I think I did commerce. I don't think any of them did commerce. However, commerce was much more useful, I can honestly say that. I wonder if they remember any of the Spanish now. Rachel's learning Spanish. Rachel went to, what was the country? They speak French anyway. Spanish. It's not Peru, I don't think. But Bolivia. Bolivia, that's right. And they speak Spanish in Bolivia. And it's a children's home. Long story short, lady and her husband work at our parish and they've got a few kids. One of the kids went over there for like a gap year, met a local, fell in love and got married. Then there was this land and it was all contaminated. And somebody in the meanwhile in the UK had left some money to one of the priests to do with as he wanted for charity. And he donated this money to this lady who then lived in Bolivia to have this land cleared up. So the government in Bolivia gave them this land, but they wouldn't pay to have all these toxins taken off it. So this money that was bequeathed to the priest was used to clear the land. Then they started fundraising and they fundraised quite a lot of money and they built a children's home. It's called Valley of the Moon. And she has every year, like students on a gap year, going out there and doing anywhere between 3 months to a year, looking after these orphan kids. And Rachel decided she'd go. I think she went for 3 months, probably about 7 years ago now. And about 3 years ago, she decided she wanted to go back. She'd learnt a lot of Spanish when she was there in the 3 months, but she kind of got rusty with it. So she went back for a month, had a ball, an absolute ball, loved it. We were actually at an event with the Catanians and she rang me. We did a FaceTime. So there I am at this Catanian meal doing a FaceTime. And obviously, Nina and Chidge were there. And I said to Chidge, "I've got Rach on the phone." They're at another table. I said, "I've got Rach on the phone." So he dives over and he said, she couldn't get through to me, you know, because his phone was much older than mine. So obviously I had a better signal. So I said, "Here, have a conversation with her on mine." Not only did he have a conversation with her, but he took her around every table on the phone. And the thing was, the connection was freezing on and off. Her end was fine. It was our end in Stockport that wasn't. It was just so funny. She said when she got back, she was telling us all about it. And she said he'd moved to a new table and then it would freeze. And I'd have this like frozen face of somebody in front of me with a fork in their hand. She said, I'd have no idea who it is. So when she came back, she decided she was going to get serious about learning Spanish. And she went to a local like college that teaches Spanish. It's the only thing they teach. In English, you would say Cervantes, but I believe it's Cervantes. So Tracy knows this much better than I do. She gave me the pronunciation, but I don't speak Spanish full stop. Other than hasta mañana, I'm done then. That's me done. Couldn't even order a glass of water, I'm afraid. Kim said her dad told her to take Spanish because that language will be our second language soon, and he was right. Yeah, isn't it the most widely spoken language in the world now? And I see a lot of programmes where, you know, like Grays and stuff, where somebody comes in and they don't speak English. And so many of the staff just automatically switch to Spanish. And I'm like, wow, that does not happen here. We are not big on second languages here. The children now learn French much, much earlier. So they, well, the school have to pick a language. So it could be French, it could be Spanish. Not many pick German. It's usually French or Spanish. And they then like weave it through the other lessons for the children. So they do have like a time in the week where it's French lessons or it's Spanish lessons. But it's actually, you know, if they happen to be doing history, they'll talk through some of the words in Spanish as well, which is probably a much better way to learn. In my day, you didn't even get to think about Spanish until you were 14, by which point my mathematical brain had set and language wasn't good. Ah, talking of which, Tracy, right on cue. We're talking about languages in schools. And how Kim's dad had the second sight. So did you learn Spanish? Is it a penguin on the flagpole? Oh, is all I'm going to say to that, Kim. It may well be a penguin. How do you get a penguin out of that much of a blur?
Pick up a penguin.
I know, seriously. I mean, let's be honest. It looks like a black blur with a brown blur on top of it. You guys are amazing. Although I do think Jonathan cheated with the Hungarian flag, don't you?
Yeah.
If Tracy's wondering what we're after, what we're talking about, it's the great reveal. There we go. Kim took Spanish for 6 years. Wow. No, we. If you were in, at my age in the UK, if you studied a language for 6 years, you'd be out of university with it. Seriously. Let's work backwards. 14. You'd be 20. So you'd be going into your last year at university because we didn't even start until we were 14, which I think is very late for that.
My dad learned Spanish.
He was in Spain, though.
But yeah.
That's an incentive, isn't it?
He worked there.
Mm. Tracy did French as first language and Spanish as a second. Good job you did that now, isn't it? But you're great at languages and my skills lie elsewhere, I'm afraid. So we can honestly say there are no dodgy foreign words on the poster. There's a clue. No dodgy foreign words on the poster.
I got some feedback from an access course I delivered yesterday in Swedish, which is fine because the guy was Swedish. But that means I have to go and copy and paste it into Google Translate.
That's what's really good with that feature in PowerPoint, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which we demoed 2 years ago. But 2 years ago, it was a plugin. And it was even better 2 years ago. They then kind of changed it a bit. But if you were doing a presentation, remember when you booked one in a different time zone?
Yeah.
And what language was that? Swedish, probably.
Chinese
or something. But if you'd have done the presentation in PowerPoint with the language thing turned on, they'd have had subtitles.
Yeah.
That would actually work.
Yeah, but Teams has now got live subtitles.
Oh, there you go then. Even better.
So I could have actually delivered that course. What I'd done, I think I mentioned it, didn't I, on Marooned? I accidentally scheduled a course in Chinese and then wondered why all these Chinese people are booked on my whatever it was. Power BI course.
I can imagine them at their end with like, I'd love to learn Power BI, but you know, I'd need it in my own language. Oh, look at that, a course on Power BI in my own language. I'm getting really giddy about it. You had about 60 people book on it. Oh, that's what Rachel said, Kim. She got really good in the 3 months she was there, but she realised when she went back that she'd lost it all. So I think it is a thing that you need to carry on, isn't it?
Use it or lose it.
Yes. I reckon I've got better at French, though. And I'm not good now, so you can only imagine how bad I was. But I think I have, because I'm far more laid back about it now.
Mm.
You know, I'll use the nearest word I can think of and then, like, waft my hands a bit. I'm only good me in foreign languages if you can actually see me, because there's a lot of gesticulation going on.
The funniest thing was this morning, the four of us had a meeting on Teams, which had been organised by my boss. So he created the calendar item and the Teams meeting and then invited us all. So when I get the meeting invite, it's in Greek. Now, my boss is Greek. Luckily, I know the layout of a Teams meeting invite when you open it in Outlook, so I know what to click to say, you know, join the meeting. So I said to him, I said, you know, this meeting invite is in Greek. He said, is it? I said, yeah. He said, oh, right. He said, what it is. I was sometimes use my home computer. He said, and I've got a virtual machine set up, and it's in Greek.
That's said, useful.
I must have sent the invite from that. I said, luckily, I know what link to click.
Oh, it started. Can I just say it started?
What?
I've got the news headlines on with subtitles on. Somebody, I don't know who, is now criticising the government and saying that this Pfizer vaccine has not really been put through all its paces. The data arrived with the body who would authorise it and they just stamped it and passed it. That's not good, is it?
No.
No. But I can imagine that happening. I can so imagine it's already that kicked
happening.
Off.
Yeah, I can imagine that happening.
Hello, Simon. Wonder how quickly you could pick it up again. I think you've got an advantage if you have been, you know, if you've done it for 6 years. But as you've got older, you've taken in other things, and I do wonder how easy that would actually be. I mean, I can remember the words, which I couldn't as a kid. That was a problem. I had such a logical brain. You know, if there was a word that meant like rabbit, lapin in French, I would, like, how do you remember that? But later on, I think it was a free French book on Kindle. So I'm looking through this free French book and it actually gave you ways to remember what the words were. And at that point, I picked up a load more words, which I didn't get at school. So I can say sometimes it's how you're actually taught these things, isn't it? Oh, you've got entertainment starting down under. No, that's not happening here, trust me. Although people are getting giddy at the thought of the vaccine, but I think they're insane. You know, they're talking about planning things for March. If anything can go wrong with the vaccine rollout with our government, it will, with big brass knobs on. So March, I can see it's like, you know, well, look, you know, we've inoculated 5 people. We're getting round to the rest. Just hang on. I think that's a little bit soon. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at that link. In the meantime, of course, you can stay in and be entertained by a MacBytes. Jonathan fell off his chair. Oh, Magic Mike live. Oh, well, if Mike needs, you know, something to occupy his time, there you go. The 17th of December. Wow, you must have done amazingly well down there. We're still in lockdown here. We changed lockdowns yesterday. There's a wait list in Perth. Wow. Oh, yes, I'll definitely see you in that outfit, Mike. It'd look
what
good.
What are we
like
looking
that.
At?
This here, Ticketmaster, Magic Mike Live.
Is that the link that Paul sent?
Yes. Entertainment
and,
starting.
I'll go and have a look.
Oh, it's definitely you. There's even a little video. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Magic Mike Live.
Excellent, excellent. The ODC, no, CDC, is saying that healthcare workers will go first and those in nursing homes second for the vaccine. I've got a sneaking suspicion here. I know who the first person will be. There is talk, Kim. You're going to love this. It's going to be so reminiscent.
I'm going to send that link to my friend in Liverpool.
Yes, why don't you? What was I saying before you interrupted me, Mike? Oh, yes. There is talk that Boris is going to do a live vaccination. He's going to be vaccinated live on the TV. You couldn't make this up.
I've just read that the ex-presidents of the US are going to do that.
Well, I've also heard they're trying to get social media stars to promote the vaccine. Where did we go wrong?
Barack Obama, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton have volunteered to have their COVID-19 vaccinations to be publicly televised.
Jimmy Carter's still with us, isn't he? Mind you, it could be contraindicated for him. I guess it's just, you know, it's the sheep mentality, isn't it? But just because I see 3,000 other people jumping off a cliff doesn't mean I'm going to jump off a cliff as well. I'd like to know it might actually work at some point. I just can't see how a vaccine takes 10, 20 years normally and they've managed to do it in 9 months. It makes no sense. That's just illogical.
A lot of the groundwork's already been done.
The ex-presidents are all old enough to be in the first group. That is very true. Mrs. Simon says, I will be amazed if they can pull off the 2-dose 21-day apart element with mass testing. I totally agree. I just think this is going to be a complete carve-up. And they'll end up wasting doses, or people will... I mean, we've seen, haven't we? We've learned a lot about behavioural science during these last 9 months. I can see people being so stupid. Oh, well, I've had mine, and not realising they need to go back. Because even when you tell them they need to go back, they don't listen.
I've just thought of something.
You know, smirking.
You know when we do Munich?
Yeah.
And I go round and hand out the brochures.
Yeah.
And it's like, can I have one for me son? He couldn't come down today. Mm. Can I have one for me mate? Mm. That's what they'll be doing with the vaccines. Can I have one for me brother?
Do you know, I can imagine it.
Have you got any spares, mate?
You see, Kim's got a finger on the pulse of what's going on here. We've been told it's the most vulnerable first, which they've categorised as over 80s. And then NHS staff, which makes total sense. And then care homes, I think. So by the time they've done that, they'll make an almighty carve-up with that. At least with the NHS staff, one, they're probably savvy enough to realise they need two doses. And two, if they're actually in work, then they can just, you know, get one in the tea break. The care homes should be technically easier because you're going out to them. But when once you get down to the level of people have to remember to go and stuff like that, when there's a handbag sale on at the nearest Debenhams, I can see people just
Debenhams
not bothering.
Debenhams is dead.
Yes, but that doesn't stop people diving in today looking for stuff.
That's true.
Do you know what was naughty about that?
What?
Debenhams is a department store in the UK. It's been going for years and years, only it's been on its uppers for years and years as well, because they didn't do the huge presence online early enough. So it's actually gone to the wall. So at the moment, there's like an almighty sale. So people are turning up with vouchers that they already had. Yeah. So people must have been given vouchers as gifts and whatever, and they've turned up with these vouchers. So say you've got like £100 in vouchers. You could have bought something at £100. But now the item that was £100 is £50 because, hey, it's the Blue Cross closing down sale. They are saying that the vouchers you have are now only worth 50% of what it says on the face of them, which is off.
Yeah.
Because whoever gave you the voucher paid the full amount.
Mm.
That's shocking. That is bad. But that's what's going on. The general population can be very stupid at times and won't forget the second dose. I totally agree. And the thing is, that means those doses are wasted. The first dose is then wasted. And they're buying them by the million. So you might wonder, you know, why are you buying five times as many vaccines as you've got people in the country? And this explains why. We still don't know at the moment which ones you would get down the line. Because the ones that are better for the over 80s, they're not the Pfizer one. So why would they be giving something to the over 80s that isn't as good for them as the Oxford one? It makes no sense. And Boris was there, wasn't he? Literally like Tarzan, banging his chest with, we're the first country in the world to authorise this. And I'm just head in hands like, we're the first country where it's going to go wrong.
They'll all be at it tonight. I'm off to a Catini meeting in a bit. They'll all be at it tonight, won't they? Well, the vaccine's here and we'll all be able to get together soon.
Oh, right, Simon. So it was only 50% of the purchase. But again, why does that matter? That money has already gone. They've already had that money. So why? I don't think you can change the rules halfway through the transaction, which you effectively are. That's bad. We can all learn from you. Thank you for that, Kim. Yeah, trust me. We will iron out all the problems for you. We did get news this morning that the states, I think it must have been yesterday, announced, I think it was the most casualties in a day and the most infections in a day. And I'm thinking, well, that's not surprising, is it? A week on, well, 10 days on from Thanksgiving. Hours I haven't seen today's figures. Are they good, bad or indifferent, Mike?
No idea, I've not seen them.
Oh, let's do a live look up and see how they are.
So Mrs. T and Baby T have been shopping.
Ooh! Let's have a look.
I'm getting leather jackets.
You can't catch it or pass it on. You went shopping. A leather jacket, £39. That is good value. Oh, that is just not on, Simon.
I got a leather jacket bequeathed to me, didn't I?
You did. Father. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Right, deaths, COVID deaths. All I'm seeing is the tragic thing in Bristol.
He hadn't been dead 24 hours and I was going through his wardrobe.
No, your mother was going through his wardrobe. You know your mother. She's so organised. It's like, right, he's gone. Right, you have this, you have that. And you want this tie. And every event since, Mike's had this tie on.
I've still got my slippers.
I wouldn't mind, but a tie. I never saw your father in a tie all the years I've known him. The only time I saw him in a tie or a suit of any description was in the photographs from the productions he'd been in at the theatre.
True.
Never seen him wear a tie, ever. Where's the COVID thing? Where's the COVID stats? Oh, God. Now we're getting... This annoys me. Corona, this is the headline on the Corona pandemic page. Coronavirus ended our marriage. Well, you know,
yeah, I've read that.
And what did they say? Earlier.
It's basically people got stressed together and it showed the cracks in the marriage.
Well, you know, when you get married and you say till death us do part, that bit.
Yeah.
You mean through things like coronavirus, just saying. God almighty.
Having two kids and lockdown and having to work together in the same office revealed bad habits and annoying habits, and one person was having an affair, blah blah blah. And it came.
Well, they're not now. Well, not unless they're bubbled together. Do you know, that is the one thing that is I do find hysterical. If you were up to mischief before, and then on the 23rd of March, when he said, right, you're not allowed out, can you imagine? I can imagine people sat there with eyes like saucers thinking, but I can't see my girlfriend. Oh, my God, I can't see my girlfriend. The wife's wondering why you're worried. Right, yesterday we had 414 deaths.
During a pandemic.
I mean, who in the right minds, yeah? 414 deaths. So still on the rise. Still on the rise. And we've just passed 60,000 deaths overall. So not good.
Yeah, I know the feeling, Simon.
Mrs. Simon and Simon have worked in the same room for 20 years. So I wonder she's not battered me.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, Simon.
Really? Really? Do keep talking, Mike. You know that hole you're digging for yourself? Carry on. We haven't seen another living soul, apart from the delivery folk. Oh, Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
There you go, Kim. There's an affair in the brewing. She comes on a Saturday night and gives him free baps.
Free what?
Baps.
Really?
That's a bread roll, if you're wondering.
It's not the only thing it is.
Really?
Yes.
Stay away from it. Walk away, Walk Mike. Away.
Walk away. This is Global Radio. Without an explicit tag.
No, I mean, you'd be on the phone, wouldn't you? You'd be texting. But I mean, at the beginning of lockdown, wasn't it an MP who went off to see his mistress and got caught?
Who?
An MP. I can't remember which one. I'm sure it was an MP. But there must be a fair number of people having affairs who were hoisted by their own petard, shall we say, early doors in lockdown. Oh. And there's Kim sanitising everything. You can't imagine the kind of affair I'd be having with the hand sanitiser.
Hey, baby, baby, want to see my wet wipes?
Oh, I'll share my hand sanitiser with you. Greater love hath no woman. The thing was, what was comical before all this started, it was a standing joke, wasn't it? I was working from home, Mike was working at work. This was like 10 years ago, particularly after Maya died, which was July 2014, probably for about 4 or 5 months. Dad had died in the September of 2013, and I think Mum was quite lonely. And I'd say to Mike, you know, I'd be up here working, and if she'd leave me be, you know, she'd leave me be working. But if she heard me move, that was it. Then she felt it was open season. She'd dive up the stairs and she'd start talking to me. And, you know, I can't say to my mum, do you mind vacating the office? I'm busy. But that was what happened. So I said to Mike, you know, sometimes I'm working with stuff and I need to clean my hands. So I said to Mike, get me some hand sanitizer, and that way I won't walk to the bathroom and she'll hear me, and then I'll get embroiled. I'll just use the hand sanitizer. And the hand sanitizer went up in price, ludicrously so, didn't it? But in the pound shops, they still had it for either a pound or less. So I'd say to Mike, get me more hand sanitizer. And eventually he said, what are you doing with all this hand sanitizer? I said, well, what do you think I'm doing with it? Drinking it. So we had some hand sanitizer, shall we say. Well, at the beginning of this, you know, Mike had said that about three or four times. At the beginning of this, I said, aren't you glad I had all that hand sanitizer? And out of the cupboard it came.
Yeah, there's a little bottle out there. Although that's gel, not hand sanitizer.
We've got tiny bottles that you could put in like a bag or your pocket. And then we've got like the standard size, which is about 200 ml, is it? We had some pump pots.
We've got some baby ones here.
We've got baby ones. And I've got I think I've got 8 5-litre bottles. Hand sanitizer, not something I'm short of. So if you do find somebody, Kim, I could send a bottle over. You could sanitise them from head to toe. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that's right, Anthony. It was, wasn't it? One of the scientists had an affair with a woman. Mm. And I think he was still married, wasn't he? He was at home. And he snuck out to meet her. I mean, really? But, yeah, that happened quite a bit. There was more than one. But those people having affairs must have been... Talk about adding pressure to it. Loving it. Didn't his wife stand by him? Did she? What's wrong with these women? Did she not make a pair of earrings from his proverbials? Definitely. They definitely should have done. Hello, Sarah. Yay. It's a good day today, Sarah. We have an incoming MacBites. Good, you can join us anyway. And no, we have not had a dispatch notice yet. We're wondering why we haven't had a dispatch notice, but we've not heard a peep from Apple. It'll be fine. It'll get there. It'll be there. You already have enough to sanitise any man from head to toe. So, if George Clooney comes round, you're all right. he was a scientist who came up with the lockdown guidelines. There's something wrong with that, isn't there, Anthony? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What is wrong with these people? He wasn't the only one, was he? There was one a couple of days ago. Because, again, we were in another lockdown, weren't we? But, oh, and that party. Rita Ora. Is it Ora? Having a 30th birthday party.
Oh, I saw that. No.
And yeah. Now she's looking for whoever ratted them up. And I'm thinking, why didn't you just do the right thing to start with? How many people have had to, you know, bypass birthdays and stuff? Even before the lockdown, remember Trish? Trish was a lady who lived locally. She'd lost her husband a few years ago. She was over 90. She was very bad on her legs and stuff, but she was at home. And it was coming up to her 90th birthday party. So when she died, she was over 90, but it's coming up to her 90th birthday party. And she'd already booked where she was going to, which was next door to the church. And Chidge was taking her, and he said it's a nightmare to try and get her in the car. And when it actually came to it, I said to him, you do realise that's marathon day, don't you? And he went, you're kidding me. I said, no, I don't think you'll be able to get from where she is in a car. You'd be able to walk it. I said, I don't think you'd be able to get a car through to where she's going. Where she's going's only got one way into it, which is past the church. And at the roundabout in front of the church, that's the marathon point. So it goes right, went right past our house for a mile down the road, which got you to the church. And then you turn left and that's where the hotel is. So we did a recce on the map. And even if you, there was no way, because sometimes with Mike and I, you could go from the church, which is 1 mile away, and you could drive back home. But the detour is 18 miles. But even if they'd tried this, they could not get her to this party. So she missed her 90th birthday party. So the fact that Rita Ora, who's got more money than sense, clearly, you know, if she had to miss a party and have it later, Trish didn't get another chance. She didn't see 91. So that was her last birthday. Oh, people are just disgusting. Disgustingly stupid. Right. At least it wasn't on a Zoom meeting, the reporter from CNN. Kim, I had never heard of that guy. You know, the Tobin bloke. Is it Tobin?
Right, I'll go to this meeting.
Okay. You say bye-bye to everybody.
Bye.
I'd never heard of him before until the incident on Zoom. And then there was a sale at Audible on the books, and I can't remember what the book was about, but I saw the name and I thought, I recognise that name. Pondered it for a few seconds and thought, oh, good grief, that was the geezer on Zoom. Now I know who he is. It's when they have scented hand sanitizer. You went in the shop the other day, couldn't work out what the smell was, and finally realised it was from hand sanitizer. The only time we did that was the 6th of March, which was the last time we went out, and it was a Catanian do. And we were trying to open the doors at this hotel with our elbows. You know, just shove them open with your elbow, which we did. We got inside, and there on the top was a hand sanitizer. And I said to Mike, hand sanitizer. And obviously at the time it was rarer than hen's teeth. So we both dived over, virtually had a shower in it, and then went in. And I remember cleaning. I took the knife and fork, and they're under the table. And there I am cleaning them under the table before I'd use them. And we were all doing like elbow bumps to people. Oh dear, oh dear. Yes, Tracy's quite right, Kim. The right gentleman could quite appreciate that. I haven't seen any of those sessions yet, Paul. I'll probably catch up with them at some point. Did that rumble on, Kim? I know he got sacked, but what happened after that? Is he saying anything, or is he just keeping a low profile now? Oh, that's so sad, isn't it, Anthony? A lady I knew, the family, had booked a surprise party for her 80th, went to lots of effort, but in the end decided it was safer to cancel it. This was before the first lockdown, and in the end, she had a FaceTime birthday party. But it isn't the same, is it? I mean, Mike and I would be fine with that. We're fine with tech. But I think a lot of people, they do need the physicality of it. I honestly don't. I must admit, I honestly don't. You know what I'm like with Fingers Kenny. Don't come near me. I already had a safety zone around myself of about 5 metres, which was don't come into me zone. And Nina had this thing from a film I hadn't seen. What's the film? I think it's Meet the Parents. And she had this saying when we first met them. Are you in the circle of trust? If you're in the circle of trust, you can hug us. But the first time she saw Mike outside church, she was at Tesco, and Mike was punting along and putting the stuff in the trolley. And all of a sudden he heard this, Mike, from the other end of the aisle. So he turns around, sort of, what's going on? And he sees Nina. She dives over to him and gives him the biggest hug. And he stood there like, you know, like somebody would be if it was like, you're in my personal space. He had no idea. He was not expecting a hug in the aisle from Nina. And it's become a standing joke ever since. But once they were in the circle of trust, it's fine. And I don't think twice if they come up to me and hug me. But if it's somebody else, you're not in my circle of trust. Take a step back. I'm just weird like that. So a FaceTime birthday party would do nicely for me. You wouldn't be within my comfort zone. I don't like people within my comfort zone. I'm just weird. But with COVID on the prowl, I'm not weird at all, am I? At least no one who wasn't in my circle of trust had been anywhere near me. So we went into lockdown quite safe and sound. Should have joined Magic Mike show after he was fired. I can't imagine anybody being so ludicrous to think that the mute button muted the video as well as the microphone. And people laugh at people who look like tech and say they're geeks. Yeah, but we know how to mute a video camera as well as the microphone. You haven't heard from him. He'll be back. You seem to love to say second chances. I can imagine, Kim, he will be back with a book on how to use Zoom effectively and not be caught with your pants down. I guarantee there is some publisher somewhere who will jump on that. I agree with Mrs. Simon, who felt sorry for his wife and adult children. It must have been tough to ride that out. Exactly. It's not just you, is it? His wife must be mortified. And, you know, your friends are probably finding it funny and you're not finding it funny. And of course, now he's stuck at home all day with her. Must be great. Wonder what the conversation's like. Ah, but Kim, that's fine. She says, if we ever meet, expect a big hug from me. Brace yourself. But you're in the circle of trust, so that's fine. People look at me and think I'm weird. But honestly, Women have a second sense, I think. I'm sure I've mentioned this. I went to work with Mike one day years ago, mid-90s, and I wanted a magazine. So I said, well, I'll kind of sit in reception. I'll read this magazine. I said, the new one's out today. Is there a newsagent nearby? So he said, yeah, there's one opposite. So I said, I'll go get it. So I left the building while he went upstairs and I went across to this newsagent's, and it was a tiny little newsagent's, one guy serving at the back. And I walked into the place and I swear it was 5 degrees colder before we start. So I'm looking for the magazine and I'm really uncomfortable. My spidery senses are tingling. And I glanced around at this bloke and I thought, well, I actually thought in my head, oh dear, a pervert. You just sense it. So I picked the magazine up and I thought, I really don't even want to go anywhere near this guy with this magazine. But I did, you know, and he was just the type of bloke who looks right through you. There's just something. It's a sense that I have. So bought the magazine, headed back across the road, waited for him to come out. We're walking back to the car. And I said, dear God, that was a bit weird. And he said, what? I said, the news agent. He said, why? So I said, it's just something not right with that guy. I said, he was creepy, really creepy. I said, the vibes that I got were shocking. And he started laughing and he said, oh. I said, what do you mean, oh? He said, it's funny you say that. He said, because four women at work said exactly the same, that they won't go in there. They'll walk like a mile to the next one because they just, he's never said anything, he's never done anything, but they get creeped out by him. And I said, exactly, that's exactly how I was. I said, well, why didn't you tell me that? I'd have waited for the magazine. He said, no, you wouldn't. You would have gone in to see if they were right. But I came to that conclusion all by myself. So no, you are totally. And Tracy's in there. We're all. Jonathan's back. Excellent. We're all here in the circle of trust. So that's fine. It's people outside the circle of trust. Oh, Kim, that's a classic. Had a patient kiss me on the way out the door. It freaked me out. Do you know what I got for my dentist when I'd finished? I didn't do the kiss thing. Left that alone. No, what I did do, I'd seen this thing on Amazon. It was a big mug and on it, it said, I need to find the exact words or it won't make any sense at all. Let me go to my Amazon stuff because that's where I ordered it from. Right. No, I'm not going to find. Oh, there it is. Right. So I bought him this mug. And it says, I'm a dentist because superhero isn't an official job title. And he loved it. He loved it. I think he had it at home and somebody came to visit. And this somebody who came to visit was like a friend from dental school. So he gets the cups out and he's got this one that says, I'm a dentist because superhero isn't an official job title. And he said, you arrogant bugger. And he said, I didn't buy it myself. It was from a patient. I just thought it was just so perfect. So perfect. He was a complete superhero. He really was. To cope with me, he must have been. You know me and dentists. I'm a little bit better now. A little bit. I actually happened. One of my implant crowns came off. Long story. Short version was it was in a bag. So I had it in this little like jewellery bag thing. And I rang up. I talked to the patient coordinator. So I said, need to pop in. She said, is everything all right? I said, oh, yeah. I said, but you know the implant crown? She said, yeah. I said, it's come off again. Which he did on a regular basis until he adjusted it. So I think this was the third time. So I had it in this bag. So she said, well, thing is, Craig's on holiday. And I said, what? He's not allowed to be on holiday when I need him. What do you mean he's on holiday? So she said, he's on holiday for 10 days. And I went, oh. So she said, I've got so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. You know, so-and-so might work for you. And I said, no, it's fine. I'll just leave it in the bag for 10 days. And she said, but isn't there a screw you can feel? I said, yeah, but it's fine. It's still fine. So she said, well, the only disadvantage, the only issue with that would be it starts to heal, doesn't it? When there's nothing there. She said, so when he puts it on, it'll probably bleed more than it would usually if you came in today. And I said, I don't want anybody else. So I'm going to leave it in the bag. So I left it in the bag and appeared 10 days later. And he said, how long's this been off? I said, 10 days. He said, this might hurt. I said, it's fine. I just wanted you. I did not want anybody else. What would I be like? Oh, no. I know. See, Kim loved it when patients brought things like that. There you go. So I did the right thing with that one. I just thought it was just fantastic. It just summed it all up. Anyway, it's 8 o'clock. And I made promises, didn't I, at 8 o'clock? Yes. So first things first, we need the artwork. That's not the right artwork. Let's unveil the artwork so you get the benefit of the full thing. So I need to copy that link. Is that copying the link? Copy link. Excellent. Right. So first of all, incoming artwork. There we go. Jonathan's going to be so proud of himself. But then so is Kim. I think you did amazingly well with that, all of you. I don't think I'd have got anything on there, but you did amazingly well. It was indeed the Hungarian flag with Biggles sat firmly on top of it in his flight gear. And it is Biggles Niggles and the Hungarian keyboard. Now, before we go any further, I actually need to get the show keyed up so I can play it for you. So let's drag that into there. And it's the premiere of MacBytes 134. You were close, Jonathan. You got the word Biggles and you got the Hungarian flag. You were very, very close. The bit at the bottom, when I said about the bottom, you said it looked like a Toblerone. It was a different font. But that's not a font. I might have to show you how I did that. How the iterations of how we got to where we were, because that was not what I was intending the poster to look like at all. But it suits it perfectly. It's got everything in it. So I'll do an out and then we can go into the premiere of MacBytes 134. Tracy has missed the Hungarian keyboard story. No, you haven't, Tracy. No. The first time we are unveiling the Hungarian keyboard story is in this show, 134. So Jonathan says, don't think we'd have got the keyboard, though. We wouldn't have got it either. No, I don't think you would have got all of it. But you did do pretty well, considering. I'm just going to have to put out a blank page and say, so, what's the title? But I think you did brilliantly. All pat yourselves on the back. You did fantastically. But for the moment, from here, it's good night from me, and I will say good night from Mike, and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.